You're listening to Well Met.
Well Met.
A Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com.
Well Met.
Everybody, welcome to episode 142 of Well Met. We are a Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com. Today is Wednesday, February 7th, 2018. And happy birthday, Ray.
You know, I'm not going to go through it. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Thank you for knowing that today is definitely my birthday and awesome. Not in June.
And hey, Danny, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's great that Ray and I share the same birthday.
It's my birthday. What a coincidence.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I know. And you live like right next to me. That honestly just blows my mind.
You guys are the worst.
Absolutely crazy.
I think it's John's birthday too.
Yeah, is it your birthday, John?
It actually is my birthday. Oh, this is the worst. Now nobody knows it's my birthday. It's my birthday on Friday.
This is what you get, John.
Send me your Hearthstone card packs, please. I need help really bad.
You can do that with the gifting option.
You can, right? Indeed.
I do have that.
And indeed, if you do want to send card packs, send them to the account Ray C. I don't know my numbers, so I guess.
He does. He just doesn't want to tell all of our podcast listeners because Ray doesn't love you like I do. So
no, his number is different. His number is a really long one.
Yeah. Is it like when I changed?
591.
No.
That would
be really
dumb. That'd probably be the worst number that you could probably choose. Is like something 591. It would be.
I actually know my old numbers, but when I changed my name like somewhat recently, they just became like five numbers, and I don't know what they are anymore. I know my old numbers, which is kind of sad. But
I got Discord Nitro, which lets you can choose your own number. So I'm Kick Tripod 0001. And every time I tell people that are like, whoa, were you like one of the first ones on Discord?
Yeah, he got me with that. Yeah. John got me with that one.
I'm like, yeah, you smart kid. So smart. Anyways, hi guys. This is a Hearthstone podcast. And you know what? We actually made a commitment this last week. This is a little PSA for everybody. We decided that we've strayed away into fun zone a little bit too much. And we kind of lost some of the really good strategy content that we were really good at doing for a while. So, starting now, we're gonna reel that back in a little bit. We have a little too much fun on the show, Ray. And you know, sometimes it's
Hey, we're still gonna have fun. Don't worry about that. I'll make sure that happens.
Sometimes we forget that like people want to learn and grow. We have two of the best Hearthstone players in the world, in Ray. And it's just, you know, something that...
Wait, is Ray both of the good players?
We have two of the best Hearthstone players in the world and Ray.
Like, oh, yeah, okay.
You and me.
I thought, can't be three people.
And Ray. So, anyways, that's going to be happening more on it. And because of that, we're going to skip all the crap. We're going to go into the news.
This Week in Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
Busy week in Hearthstone. First and foremost, if you pre-order Battle of Azeroth, you would get the Azeroth is Burning card back. And she's a beaut, isn't she, Danny?
It actually is pretty nice. I've played against it a couple times on ladder.
Yeah. Did you win or lose?
I don't remember. I was too transfixed by the cards.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Now, if only you could get the card names right in those scripts, then, you know, we'd be good. I would get yelled at.
I don't need to know what the cards actually are. I don't need to know the names of them. I just need to know the effects, man. So who knows what the... All right, let's get Ray on this one. There's a Hunter card. It was released... Mm-hmm. I think it was... I don't even know what expansion it's from, but it does poison damage to your minion if your minion doesn't die. What's the name of that card?
Venomous Strike. Poisonous Strike. Poison Spear. Toxic Spear.
Almost there.
Toxic Javelanche.
It's Toxic Arrow, but I thought it was Poison Shot. Like, who knows this stuff, right? No one knows this.
So here's the thing, though. So for those of you who are a little bit lost by this, I started doing some voiceover work for Tempo Storm. Danny is writing for it, and he is writing the scripts, and I will read them. And every script I've gotten from Danny so far has had like two or three cards with the wrong names in them. And then people in the YouTube comments are like, idiot guy doesn't know the name of the cards. And I'm like, dude, I'm recording these at 3 a.m. while a video is rendering. I just read them, okay? It's wild. I don't know.
Anyone should be blamed, it's me.
It's just like, you blame Danny Donuts.
I don't blame you, Danny.
Of course you don't. Anyways, Battle for Azeroth card back. Azeroth is burning. Pre-order now. Looks pretty cool. Alpha also came out today. And so I'm going to be exploring that a little bit this week. That'll be fun.
What game is that? Like it's like a World of Warcraft expansion?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm pre-order. I don't think I'm getting that card back. Yeah,
fair enough. Use the basic ones anyways. Otherwise, in the news, we have the Quests for PAX sweepstakes. This starts on February 1st, so started on February 1st and ends on February 15th. And each daily quest you complete during the Quest for PAX event grants you one entry for a chance to win 3,000 Hearthstone card packs, the Lich King's Helm, and more.
The more is actually fairly significant too. I think they added something like $1,200 to that. That was put in because of the Reddit post that came up recently about you having to, because this is like a gambling thing, you have to pay taxes on the winnings. So have you guys ever heard the story of Richard Hatch?
No.
He's the first winner of Survivor.
Father.
No. He was the first winner of Survivor, and he didn't pay his taxes on his grand prize of $1 million, and he went to jail because of it. So essentially they're giving you money so that you can pay your taxes on the packs.
That's a nice adjustment, because I saw that.
Because there would be a significant amount of money that you would have to pay if you just got 3,000 packs. Because that's a significant amount of money on that.
Yeah. Well, but what if it's like a digital, like it's not really currency though, right? Like if they just put it onto your account, like you can't really sell it.
I'm not a lawyer, so I have no idea what taxes would and would not be applicable, but they're giving you money just in case.
For all of your financial advising needs, go to Danny. Yeah, ask a guy named Danny Donuts, okay?
The law firm.
Yo, cops. I swear, I talked to my guy. Who'd you talk to?
Danny
Donuts.
I talked to
my man Danny Donuts, man. It's
Danny Donuts.
Please don't arrest me. He said I was cool.
Anyways, it's pretty cool, though. I mean, 3,000 packs is a lot. Now that you're not going to have to worry about paying for the taxes out of your own pocket, unless the $1,200 in cash that they give you, do you have to pay taxes on that? Anyways,
what if we just all don't pay our taxes and then don't get caught?
I mean, that's what you did with your DreamHack winnings, right?
I did not do that because I didn't win DreamHack at all.
Oh yeah, that's right. Hashtag 11th place. Anyways, pretty cool. Are you guys itching for 3,000 packs? Is that enough for a full collection, would you say?
The better be.
Yeah, I think that's enough for a full collection, like 6,000. For like the next 3 expansion.
Yeah. Too bad. You mean like they're gold, all they're actually, here's the downside of it though, they're actually all Curse of Naxxramas packs. So
is that a thing?
Yeah, you can buy classic. Yeah, you can buy the packs now though.
What?
On the website.
You can buy TGT packs and Goblins and Gnomes. You can buy Naxx as is. Naxx didn't have packs.
Right, it did, but you could go and buy it now.
You can buy an adventure, but I don't think you can buy the packs. That doesn't make sense.
It's $3,000 worth of Naxxramas adventures.
that's more value.
You know how many sludge belchers I'll get?
So much first person solo player value. Anyways.
Oh my god. If I had to actually play through any of the solo adventures again, I swear to God. I'm just gonna tell him to not even give me I'm just gonna say just burn them somehow.
I'm you just can't gonna burn ask them, for cash. Can I get them in Overwatch loot boxes?
Oh, that's a good one.
Battle for Azeroth pre-orders for Ray.
Can I get them in
favorable
RNG?
I'm
going to
send Ray
RNG?
1,000 Battle for Azeroth pre-orders.
No, no.
At his door, boxed.
It'll and I'll great. Still never play a single one of them. All right. That's the best part about it.
So anyways, this is pretty cool. Do your dailies and have fun. Otherwise, in the news, something about Wild, not really important. Let's go on to the...
Oh, whoa. Hold up on that one. We have the month of Wild coming up. So this is Wild Fest. So I can speak a little bit to this. February 19th through March 11th, there's going to be a bunch of Wild-filled events.
Is Wild Fest that thing that Kanye did on the island or something? Is that what that is? Wild Fest? Where the people ended up
not really
sleeping?
Sure.
It was supposed to be this luxurious festival and people ended up sleeping in tents.
I heard about that.
What was it called? No. Fire Fest?
I don't know.
Fest?
I don't go
there
to
was
festival.
The word. I think there was I think fire was in the name of that.
Or is it Pitbull or something? I don't know.
You think I leave my house other than for Hearthstone?
It's true.
No, I don't.
Hearthstone Festival.
But
anyway.
It's called BlizzCon.
All right, I'm done. Go ahead. Continue. Proceed.
Yeah, so we have Wild Arena. So Arena is going to go back to its olden days where you can get any card for a period throughout that month. I think it's the entire month, actually. So that's pretty cool. I'm excited to play some of that. But more importantly are the two Tavern Brawls. The first one is going to be for those who might not have as big of a Wild collection. And you have pre-made Wild decks and you're going to play against each other. But secondly is the better one, in my opinion. What do they call it? They call it the Wild Brawl.
Brawlyseum. Coliseum. Brawlyseum.
Got it. So essentially it's
like Coliseum, but it's instead of Coliseum, they said Brawlyseum. It's
Ray,
pretty funny.
Ray, Danny's talking.
So essentially it's a little bit toned down version of the Heroic Tavern Brawl. So that's pretty sweet. But essentially it has the same pricing as Arena.
Okay.
So instead of having to pay $10 for it, you only, or what is it, 1,000 gold, you get to pay 150.
Nice.
Or 100 gold.
Cool.
Yeah.
And your first run is free.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah.
It's just value. I'm excited for this because, it's not as good as Heroic Tavern Brawl, but it's still competitive and it's something that's different and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I still wish to see that they would just make the rewards scale. The more gold you put into it, the higher the rewards are.
I don't know, but then that's kind of gambling. You put in more money, you can win more. I don't know. Maybe everything is gambling.
Yeah,
it's card packs, but
yeah, you know, it's gambling. Now I'm gonna go open my card packs. Nope, I get this legendary. Okay.
No, there's a fixed. There's a fixed number of thing. I don't know.
There's a fixed number depending on what you put in, what you get out.
It's true.
It's like true. Buying a car. The more expensive the car you buy, the more money it costs.
Man, I just want to spend.
Are you gambling when you buy a car?
I mean, the last time I bought one,
with
maybe
me driving,
kind of feel like it was a bit of a gamble. That's because Scuba Steve at the lot was just he was a weird guy.
Every time I drive, it's a gamble.
Gosh. Anyways, this is pretty cool. Ray, you going to play some Wild with this now? Or?
Oh, yeah. I'm interested to see how the Wild metagame actually develops once all the standard players play Wild for a week. I feel like last time that we had a heroic Wild tavern brawl, the metagame kind of, maybe it didn't like change or anything, but you kind of, you got to see new ideas that maybe the Wild community hadn't really thought of yet.
Yeah, definitely. With the there's so many players in standard compared to Wild. I think like the last time Ben Brode mentioned it, it was like a 10 to 1 ratio. So like with just the massive influx of players, a lot of things got refined quickly, and there were a couple decks that weren't really run in Wild. Like Freeze Mage really got picked up from the last one, where no one was really playing Freeze Mage beforehand, but someone had made Freeze Mage, got 12 wins with it in the Heroic Tavern Brawl, and it actually became a mainstay in the meta during that period.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I think VLPS had something too. He had like a weird control shaman that he did well with, and
yeah,
there's a bunch of people that were just getting one-off 12 win runs with random decks that you would have never imagined before. So it's really cool to see that, and I'm excited to see what us standard players can bring to the table. But I'm going to definitely ask you for some advice.
Yeah, get ready to see some giants. Naga and giants, that's all you're going to see. That might be a bit of an exaggeration, but we'll see.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I mean, if I keep voiceovering the videos, you know, chances are everyone will not want to run it.
Oh, I know what we could do. We could co-op a Wild arena run or whatever it is. A Wild Brawl Lyceum run.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be good content. That's just good content right there.
Yeah.
But I wish we would do more like actual gameplay streams. It's something that we definitely need to do going forward, even if it's just PUBG.
I don't know if I'm ready to unleash my talent onto the world yet.
I played honestly with you. I don't think they're ready. PUBG, it was not pretty at all. He's like, I have to use both hands to play this game.
I definitely died after you. I killed the person who killed you and then died.
All right, there. Snappy, let's go ahead and talk about the meta.
Beta or join us.
All right, in Danny's words, Nerf City nerfs are live. So yesterday, we postponed the show 2 days because we just had a feeling that we'd be getting a patch on Tuesday, and of course, it included the nerfs. So patches are live, but patches is also dead. So it's it's kind of weird. Anyways, Ray, what do you see in here, man? I mean, this is we saw the nerfs. It was what, patches,
mm-hmm.
Bone Mare,
Corridor Creeper,
and Raza.
So, yeah, basically, what's happened so far is exactly what everybody thought would happen. Warlock is seeing an absurd amount of play right now. The aggro decks of old, like Tempo Rogue, stuff like that, is kind of falling to the wayside. Raza Priest is completely dead in standard, obviously. And now we're just seeing a ton of, like, Warlock's the top, and then we're seeing a lot of Dragon Combo Priest. Miracle Rogue got really popular. Quest Rogue is not really caught on yet, at least where I am in Legend, but I'm sure at like high Legend ranking, Quest Rogue is really popular. So there's the Miracle Rogue, there's the Quest Rogue. I've been trying to make Aggro Paladin work, but it's pretty mediocre.
All the Murlocs or no Murlocs?
Both. I've even tried buffs with like Lanessa, where you play double Kings, double Spike Rigid. That was actually the most fun, because playing Lanessa and then having it get double Spike Rigid, that's pretty fun.
That's pretty sick.
Outside of that, like Tempo Mage is the new hotness for aggro decks, I would say. That's like probably the most standard aggro deck. Zoo is still a thing, but Zoo is not as common just because when you play against Warlock, it feels like it's always control lock, but Zoo is definitely a solid aggro deck that's around right now. Druid seems like it completely died. There are no Druid players at all lately. Like, when I think of Druid decks, I'm thinking of absolutely nothing, because I haven't played against probably a single one outside of maybe a Spiteful Summoner Druid. That's really the only viable Druid deck that I can think of off the top of my head. Big Mage is eh. Like, when Control Warlock or Cube Lock is just so popular, Big Mage is pretty bad. But yeah, everything, there's not been anything super unique, I guess. Nobody's come up with some new archetype that nobody ever expected with these nerfs. Warrior's completely non-existent still. Hunter is still non-existent. Nobody's really found that deck that may or may not be there that can kind of come into the metagame and be prominent. There's been nothing so far.
It's only day one, though, or day, the end of day one, day two.
Yeah, it's like day two, but I don't know. Maybe there's some people, like Jackie Chan was playing Elemental Tempo Rogue, which was pretty interesting. He said he was doing well with that on Twitter. There's Evolve Shaman, which people tried out a bunch, but it didn't actually seem that good. I tried it. I tried the list that the people in Legend were playing, and it really just felt kind of mediocre, because it still just doesn't do well against Warlock. So I don't know. Not too much has changed, but like Danny said, it's only the end of day two, so we'll have to see where the rest of the week takes us. But so far, there haven't been that many interesting developments in the standard metagame.
Yeah, I guess I didn't really expect, for me personally, I didn't really expect new decks to come up because of this, in the sense like, oh, brand new archetype. But, you know, I did expect a lot of the, you know, the popular decks to wane in popularity that really, relied heavily on those cards that were nerfed. And so I guess we'll just have to see what's going on in Wild for this one. Danny, anything more exciting?
Wild's really similar to Standard, but Giant's Lock is out ahead of the rest of everyone. Giant's Lock is like the number one deck at the moment. The Inner Fire Priests have been transitioning to the Dragon version that Standard has. Because we have Twilight Guardian, but we are with that deck's also running some cool cards like Death Lord and Velen's Chosen, so it's a little bit turbocharged and it's just getting the combo off a little bit quicker. Raza Priest is not dead though. That's the one major difference I see between Wild and Standard. I was trying out Raza Priest, and while I believe in Standard it's completely dead, right, Ray? I would assume that Raza Priest is dead.
I mean, I saw some people tweet that they were, like, as soon as the patch hit, they were just trying to figure out how to make Raza Priest work again, and so far everybody's just had bad results, and I think it is just ultimately just going to fall by the wayside and die.
Yeah. Well, in Wild, you have Emperor Thorisin, so you can essentially do, if you get one tick of Emperor Thorisin, because it wasn't running the list before, it's essentially like your hero power costs zero on those cards anyway. So it slows the deck down, so it's not as overpowered finish the combo off, but you can go and play and get an OTK. One of the things that we're actually seeing is that Velen and Spawn of Shadows are being run in the same list now. So before you would choose one or the other and base your list around that. Well, now to guarantee that you'll always have Burst, people are running both Spawn and Velen in the same list. So that's pretty cool. But I think that deck, it's not the top of the metagame. It's probably somewhere around Tier 2, Tier 3. But there's a better Priest. Big Priest is just dominating right now because of Barnes and Rag. So
Rag.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play Rag next week.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Those are good times.
Big Priest is so good.
Maybe I should bring back Taunt Warrior. I'm pretty sure it's just garbage because I don't know how I'm going to beat a million Void Lords, but it sounds like fun as long as I hit the face every time with my rag shot.
It's the only place my rag knows how to go. So,
to the face?
To the face. Every time. It's good.
You're just a good player then.
Unless
you need to hit the minions.
Then you're Good. Thanks for clarifying that. So let's do some speculation here. Do you guys have your like tinfoil hats or wizard hats or whatever?
I do have my wizard hat.
He's actually going to get a wizard hat. And I'm actually going to wait for him because this is high quality audio content.
Yeah, I got my hat.
All right. I didn't know that you had your face made into a hat. It's the poop emoji for you audio listeners. Anyways, let's speculate here on where we think the meta is heading here. What decks we think are going to start coming up and, being the decks to play. Ray, what do you think?
Well, I think that the immediate choices, like I said, are Warlock. Tempo Mage is probably the best aggro deck if you're looking for an aggro deck. Dragon Combo Priest, still very, very strong. Those are pretty much, in my opinion, like the top three decks right now.
You think they'll continue to be?
Probably, yeah. I think that unless somebody finds something new, those are probably going to be pretty dominant. There's probably some type of deck that's not discovered yet, because obviously people like to stick to what they know when the meta changes. So like people, if they have ingrained in their head that Warlock is going to be, or Q-Block specifically, is going to be the best deck going into the new meta, then everybody's going to be playing Q-Block, right? Until people start experimenting more, or everybody is going to be playing what they think is going to be good and feels familiar. So I think we're still in that phase where people are just playing decks from the old format, like not really experimenting too much yet.
Danny, anything to add?
Ray covered most of the points. One of the things for Wild that's been popping up now is Shaman, because you have aggro Shaman in Wild. You have Tunnel Trog, Totem Golem. And those decks were typically kept down by Reno Priest, but barely anyone's actually playing Reno Priest. Even though I said it's tier 2, I was probably the only person playing it on ladder yesterday. So aggro Shaman's definitely something that's going in. And from there, people are speculating that Control Shaman, like what Ray said about VLPS, like that deck there probably comes back into the meta because it essentially died off because of Reno Priest. So now those two decks were kept down by Reno Priest, so I wouldn't be surprised to see them come up and start being played.
Cool. So if you're, let's say you're not high-end Legend players, you're maybe Dad Legend rank 5, rank 10-ish, what deck, Ray, would you run this week?
I would play Tempo Mage. I think that it's the most efficient deck in terms of climbing. I think that you're going to climb pretty fast with it if you know what you're doing. It's not that incredibly difficult of a deck to play. Q-Block has turns where it just gets so confusing. Defile gets insanely difficult to calculate. It's just a harder deck overall to play, and it's probably honestly a bit slower. So I think Tempo Mage is the most efficient deck. If you enjoy the combo Dragon Priest deck from last format, I think that that's probably the second best deck to climb with at lower ranks. Just I'm talking in pure terms of efficiency here, because I think Q-Block is probably equally as good, if not better, than those decks, but it is slower, and it takes a little bit more time to actually win the games.
Got it.
But I would stick to those decks mainly if you are looking to climb efficiently and have a decent win rate and not really experiment. But if you want to experiment with stuff, I mean, do whatever you want. I've been playing random aggro paladin decks trying to figure that out. I've tried aggro hunter. I've tried big hunter. Big priest isn't bad right now. There's so many things that I think have potential that are just not refined.
What about Zoo? Now that you obviously you probably don't want to run the Kel'Seth version, but one of the things that kept Zoo down for the longest time is patches. Because normally you have the most aggressive one drops in the game with Flame Imp and the Void Walker. So now you can start playing that, and you play just a demon based one with the Volgar Homunculus and the four drop. That could definitely be something in standard. I'm assuming some people have started playing that. I saw RDU playing a little bit of it.
Zoo has definitely been up there as well. But if you're playing Warlock, I think Cube Lock is still just going to be better. But the Demon Zoo package, I think that it has a lot of potential. I just haven't played it as much because when I play Warlock, I'm usually queuing up Cube Lock. Just because if I'm playing in a tournament, I'm going to be playing Warlock 100%, but I'm also going to be playing Cube Lock. Like, I'm never going to play Zoo over Cube Lock right now in a tournament, so I just haven't been playing much Zoo at all. Or I haven't played any since the nerf hit, but Zoo could very well be a strong deck to climb with right now.
Cool. Danny, any tech cards or anything that you might consider popping in to make the climb a little easier now that things are starting to change?
I mean, just stick in as many spell breakers as you can into a deck. That's pretty much what it turns into.
Honestly, that's so true. And all of my aggro decks, you have to play two spellbreakers now. It's pretty ridiculous. And even sometimes you're playing Acidic Swamp Ooze just to get rid of their weapon too. The other deck that's really good against, like the rogues, the Quest Rogue and the Miracle Rogue, if you're playing against a lot of cube block and stuff wherever you are, you can definitely be playing Quest Rogue or Miracle Rogue because those decks will do really well against it. But I didn't include them when I was talking about the lower ranks, because I think those decks are much harder to play. And I think that they are also not as efficient when you're climbing lower ranks.
Sure.
Once you start to hit like 7 or something like that, or once you start to get closer and closer to 5, you can start to play the decks that are better in that metagame that are slower because your win rate matters more than just quantity of games.
Yeah. Cool. Anything else to add on the meta, boys, or should we get on to our handy dandy little strategy topic? Strategy topic it is. So this week, we decided that we wanted to talk a little bit about positioning. Honestly, here's something really cool about this show. Danny and Ray are so good at Hearthstone. And you'll notice a lot of podcasts and even like YouTube series and stuff make it very difficult to explain positioning correctly. And I'm very confident that we've got a crew of people who can help you do that, sans me. And that's what we're going to do today. And it's going to be a good time. Danny, you're the one who kind of has the best grasp on what we should talk about here. So I'm going to go ahead, pass it over to you, and learn me something about Hearthstone positioning.
Yeah, sure. So like we were just talking about Zoo is a deck that has a lot of positioning that is relevant to it. There are a couple other decks as well, but I really feel that positioning is a two-sided coin. One is setting up for your interactions with your minions, and the other is to set up interactions against your opponent's like removal card. So first you want to position your minions around things that can buff it. So like if you're playing Shaman, which you're probably not in standard, but you typically want to put your stronger minions on the left and your weaker minions on the right. So that if you draw a Flame Tongue totem, you can place it in between and then essentially keep attacking with the, you want the Flame Tongue totem to be able to make better trades that way.
There's actually something about positioning that I've been running into a lot that was kind of new for me. And it seems really weird because I played so much Hearthstone that something would be new for me. But when I was playing aggro paladin, positioning what you want to get buffed off of a potential direwolf alpha off of a call to arms has actually been super important. And it's so random because you don't think about it. Like when you're in turn two or three, like I want to put my non-divine shield minion on the right side. So that way, if I get a direwolf alpha on my turn four call to arms, I can trade off my minions and then have the next minion slide over, or just the minion that I want to get trades. So it's really interesting how the positioning works with cards like Call to Arm and stuff like that. That was something that I noticed was happening a lot, because I've just been playing that deck so much this week. And obviously, Meteor positioning, you want to be aware of that when you're playing against Mage, which is going to be prominent. Even though Tempo Mage does not play Meteor, they can get it off of Glyph, and that actually happens more than you think. So you don't want to be putting your premium minion in the middle or next to other kind of premium cards. Like, you want to put it on the far left or the far right and have like a weak minion next to it. Say you have like a Gabalaki or something. You want to put your premium minion to the left of that, and then have your other good minions as far away as possible. So that way you don't just get blown out by a single Meteor and they have decisions to make.
Yeah, there's a couple other cards that are like Meteor. They're not too relevant, but you have Crushing Walls in Hunter and then Sudden Betrayal in Rogue. So those are two that, I mean, you don't really see those played often, if at all. But playing around those when you're playing against those classes is relevant because of getting random spells from different effects.
I don't know. It's been interesting since I've played a bit of Miracle Rogue today. It plays Hallucination, which gets a card from your opponent's class. So if you're playing the mirror match, Betrayal can actually become a factor, especially when Miracle Rogue has a lot of 4/4 minions. So you play the Nerubian card. I forget what it's called. The one that just shuffles 3 4/4s into your deck that gets summoned when you draw them. So when that happens, you just have a bunch of 4/4s sitting next to each other. Betrayal can actually become a thing. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah.
Sorry.
You go ahead.
I actually would like to see more positional-based cards be made. I love cards like Direwolf Alpha, Defender of Argus, Meteor, because I think that those cards are very skill-based. I feel like if you're aware of them and they're actually playable, there's a lot more room for error, or there's more room for error, so worse players will get punished more often and they'll be forced to learn new skills, which is a good thing, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. And then being aware of those, like, 1 out of 20, 1 out of 30, 1 out of 100 things, like in Wild, you have Piloted Shredder. So because you can get both Direwolf Alpha and the Flame Tongue Totem as your 2-drop, you typically want to play that Piloted Shredder in between minions. So even if your class doesn't necessarily have those cards and you're playing a Piloted Shredder, you might want to arrange your... You want to just traditionally keep these positioning things in mind when playing the game, because you never know when a random effect will bring it in.
Oh yeah, there's been some crazy scenarios too where you position a Piloted Shredder that you think you positioned correctly because it's just habit, but then you get a Flame Tongue Totem off of it, and then you get BGH'd because you did that. It's pretty funny. Like, you know what crazy. I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, you think that you positioned it correctly in your head, but if you don't position it in the middle like you think you should, you can never get BGH'd and you can never lose the game. So it was correct to place it on, like, the far right instead of next to the minion that you don't want to get potentially BGH'd if it gets buffed. It's pretty funny how Piloted Shredder just made so many crazy scenarios happen. I kind of missed that card, but at the same time, I've also never been more angry at the game than when I got Doomsayer off of it to lose the game.
Yeah.
The 1 out of 600 chance.
That's a nostalgic thing there. It wasn't actually good or better. It's just like, remember when? Remember Power Rangers? And then you watch Power Rangers. It's true. The first time I ever broke a mouse was actually off of a Ragnarok shot. So
was it?
I had a full board. He had to hit face. Had to hit face. And
I had a friend who has a series of holes punched in his wall that he had to like clean up. Like he was like, yeah, so I just got a Doomsayer off of Pilot and Shredder and I punched my wall and now I have to fill this and cover it up before my mom gets home. Wanna help?
I used to use an old gaming mouse for my Hearthstone mouse, and then, you know, because having a good Hearthstone mouse is really important.
It's one of the, that APM.
Yes.
You need that for Exodia Mage.
I mean, once Nosdormu comes out, if you can't get to those cards quick, man, I mean, it's just not a good thing. So anyways, I had this cheap mouse and I already had a new one. And so after the rag shot hit, I just took it and I chucked it. It felt so good.
I want to do that, like stage rage. So like I'll be playing on stream and I'll just have like a proxy mouse. And as I like, I'm about to get RNG'd out of the game, I'll just have it next to me just in case it happens. And then if it happens, I'll just like destroy everything and people will think I'm just going crazy.
That would be great.
Or just like have a fake, no, I can't get another monitor, and then punch this one. That wouldn't work very well. My friend, one time I was playing him. We were both in High Legend. He was streaming. I wasn't like stream sniping or anything, but I just played him and I beat him because I got I was playing this really wacky tempo mage deck with Ronin, and I got Ronin off of Barnes, and then I played Flame Waker like triple missiles. And he just broke his headset. Like somebody sent me a clip of him just breaking his headset. He was so angry because it was like top 10 legend. Like if he wins, he probably gets like rank one, and he just gets Barnes into Ronin out of the game and breaks his headset. It was beautiful. I've never been more proud of anything in my life.
Back to positioning. I love our little tangents on this show. I think they're one of my favorites. Something I want to ask, and Genius Panda also asked this in the chat a little bit, is just like the idea of more position centric cards in the future. I mean, do you think that that'd be something that would be good for Hearthstone going forward, for the competitive aspect, for the casual aspect, or do you think they've done a pretty good job as it is so far?
I think I kind of answered that question when I said that I think it'd be good for the game to have more positioning-based cards because it's just another skill.
I might have stepped out when Katie was cleaning the garbage disposal during that part, so sorry. So maybe just missed it, and we already answered it.
Yeah.
I think it would be cool if you had some sort of card that interacted with where your opponent places a card. Where, like, let's say there's a card, deal 2 damage to your opponent's leftmost minion or something. Like, something that directly interacts with positioning. Something new like that would be really cool. I'd want to see something like that printed.
I feel like, is there not? Like, I feel like there's something that's, like, it'll destroy,
they did that with
like,
the chess stuff. They did that with the chess game when in one of the, what was that, Karazhan? So they can do it in the game, so we know that it does that. But
no, I think it was like in League of Explorers, there was like one of the runs or whatever, the bosses was like a giant rock and it would keep destroying the leftmost minion. I think that's what I'm thinking of. It was like some type of boss in a solo adventure, and every turn it would just destroy the leftmost minion.
Yeah. That'd be a pretty cool card, or like a aura or something.
Yeah, stuff like that would be interesting. I don't think that they've really explored that to the fullest potential yet, but It's definitely going to happen. I feel like it gets harder and harder to make new mechanics the longer the game is out, and they're going to eventually explore everything. And that's going to be one of the things that ends up getting explored, along with, I think they're going to finish out the tri-classes or the clans or whatever they're called at some point, because they only did three. There's so many more combinations. And Magic also has like the same concept, and they have more. So I think Hearthstone will eventually add more tri-class stuff just to finish out the theme.
Or maybe they could do other things, like eight classes in one. Eight classes get one thing, and then Shaman just gets good cards because Shaman's garbage right now.
Or, have they done dual class cards? I don't think they've done dual.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
They haven't done dual class yet. I think they'll do dual class. I think they'll finish out the tri-classes. I think those are like the two main things I want to see, because that's so obvious. It's right there. It's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to kind of see. What else do we need to hit on positioning? Anything?
I don't think so. I think that I talked about everything that I wanted to talk about with that.
Yeah, well, I think we covered pretty much everything. Yeah, and I mean, I just wrote a little thing here saying that throughout the game, even if it doesn't, even if you don't think that positioning matters in a matchup, there's always random stuff. So just make sure that you're playing things correctly, and then you typically get rewarded for it, and that maybe 1 out of 100 chance you end up benefiting from it.
Remember, kids, we're playing Hearthstone. There's always random stuff. Never forget.
Too funny. Well, I mean, do we go through all of our stuff already?
Probably. It's been about an hour.
I guess it has. And we had two false starts on the show. So, hey.
Did we? Well, that was. I thought you were making a joke. Honestly, I thought it
would have been a really good joke, too.
It was, except that you guys were like talking over the whole thing, and it was weird. It was too long. So, yeah.
Well, that's because like your audio was met. Honestly, that was on you, but your audio. We couldn't tell. We thought you were making a
right.
joke.
I think I fixed you it. We joke. This is our first time trying Discord audio and video, so might be a little bit.
Looks like it went well.
Yeah.
Hopefully. The new metagame that we're in kind of develops more, and we see more innovations in the upcoming week, because right now it has not nearly been as exciting as I was hoping for.
Hey, yeah. If you want more excitement, come try out the wild brawl.
Hey, man, that's next week I am. Next week I am.
I think the first one's going to be the constructed ones first, so not the ones that you can build. So there's two of them.
Dude, I should go over your house and we should just run arenas or whatever.
Yeah, hey, let's do it.
That sounds like a good idea. Oh, we could do drunk arena runs, dude. We could just take shots. take every shots every time we lose. Every time we lose, we take shot. I'm going to die. It's going to be great. We're going to get Twitch famous because I'm going to die. I don't think that's happened on
first
stream yet.
Twitch death.
First Twitch death. Dude, that's Ant was telling me the other day that with this new ladder system and the way that the last day works, it's only going to take one person to die before they finally change it. It's all it's going to take. It's all it's going to take is one of us to die on the last day, grinding for top 100 legend. Then they'll finally fix it. Oh, God.
You knuckleheads. So, sorry about the inconsistencies on days the last couple of weeks. We've been trying to change it to Sundays. Then we had the Super Bowl. And then we had
the Super Bowl.
This patch coming up. I'm from Minnesota, man. You don't want to talk to me about Super Bowl. Just ripped from our grasp. Worst feeling in the world.
Yep, same. I know how you feel on that one.
I don't want to. Anyways, let's go ahead and get out of here. By the way, we'd love to hear your thoughts on content you'd like to hear for the show going forward. So if you've got ideas, email us, wellmet@blizzpro.com. We haven't gotten an email in a while, so send us an email. We'll read it on the show. We'll answer it. And, you know, you can have a say in the type of content that we have going on for the show. Also, yeah, that's it. Follow us on Twitter at WellMetPodcast. And of course, if you like the show, review it on iTunes. Give it 5 stars and I'll make Ray mispronounce your name on the show. Or JR. Or Ray and JR. Who knows? But yeah, that's going to do it for us. Danny, shout outs for the week, and where can people find you?
I'd actually like to shout out a tournament series that's happening. So Control is throwing a wild tournament series every Sunday. So it's actually going to be pretty cool coming up. So we're trying to get a little bit more competitive wilds going on. So come join Control's wild tourneys. There's going to be one a week for 8 weeks. And then I think there's going to be a tournament of all the winners coming in at the end. So you should try that out if you're playing some wild tourneys. As for me, you can find me on Twitter at DannyDonuts_HS and on Twitch at DannyDonuts45.
Awesome. Ray, shout outs for the week. Where can people find you?
People can find me on Twitter at PG_Racy. And if you want to see the lists I'm playing, the decks I'm trying out in this new metagame, I tweet pretty much everything that I do because, I mean, obviously I need to get likes to validate my self-worth. But yeah, be sure to follow me there. And on Twitch, I'll probably stream more this week. Try to stream the new meta stuff, maybe even get Legend this week. Who knows? Shout-outs to... I don't know, you guys, for doing the podcast.
You got it, kid. As for me, you can find me everywhere at Kick Tripod. If you like competitive Overwatch and Overwatch League, you can check out Overwatch League Daily at youtube.com/kicktripod or overwatchleaguedaily.com. Pretty cool 5-day-a-week show. And yeah, and also can hear Danny and I on Tempo Storm's Hearthstone channel now. So that's pretty fun and cool. So
that's pretty neat.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get out of here. Thanks for tuning in for episode 142 of Well Met. We record live 7 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays. And you can find more awesome Hearthstone content throughout the week at hearthstone.bluespro.com. And of course, tweet us at Well Met Podcast. Email us wellmet@bluespro.com with comments, questions, and ideas you have for the show. Big thanks to Jake Butno for our music, and we will see you all next week. Bye, guys.